everyone, I'm Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. And I'm here with my friend Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and I am the biggest Friends fan in the whole entire world. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure there's bigger, but I'm pretty big. I'm out there.
She really is. I mean, she has a lot of Friends gear.
Half the people gift me, which I love.
Yeah, I don't have anything. But Jackie, do you know what this means? This episode today means that we are 60 episodes away from completing our entire recap of all 236
episodes. Oh my God. That's not that much considering how much we've done.
Right, exactly. Like, it's just reflecting back, it's like, you know, we were younger, of course, but also unexperienced podcast people. I mean, we're not like the know-all be-all of podcasts. We still don't know a lot. We're just winging it half the time. I know, right?
That's true. I was so nervous when we first started too, because it was also with Jason, you know, our news director back then. He's no longer working for KTLA, but it was just like, I was really nervous. And now I'm just like, oh, hey, Vanessa, what's up? You know?
Yeah, definitely.
It's easier now.
So we are on the, like I said, 176th episode, the one with the Halloween party, which is interesting because it's almost Christmas time and here we are talking about Halloween.
I know.
So it's season 8, episode 6, November 1st, 2001 was its premiere date with 26.96 million viewers. Jackie, what happened?
Yes, the friends have a Halloween party. Phoebe invites her twin sister Ursula and her fiance, Eric, played by Spicoli, Sean Penn. And then Ross and Chandler face off over an arm wrestling duel.
Okay, so this whole Phoebe, you know, meeting Ursula's fiance. So Phoebe runs into Phoebe runs into Ursula, and Ursula says she's getting married. You know, she's having a small ceremony with family or just her fiance's family.
Yeah.
Phoebe invites them to Monica and Chandler's Halloween party. And this whole episode revolves around Monica and Chandler's Halloween party. Mm-hmm. So Phoebe is at the party and Eric shows up first before Ursula. So she kind of gets to know him and you kind of see like a little spark, like, wow, he's a really good guy. And Sean Penn looks exactly the same. Maybe he's younger, but the same.
Same. It's like this dude does not age. And I love him in Spicoli. Oh my gosh. What's the Breakfast Club, right? No. Dazed and Confused.
Okay. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I think it's Dazed and Confused. Hold on. Wait. Oh my gosh, Spicoli. No, I think it is The Breakfast Club. Oh my gosh, Spicoli from what movie? Fast Times at Ridgemont High. There you go.
That's totally not anything you said.
I know. It's in that same realm, Ferris Bueller, you know, like Daisy, whatever.
Yeah. And I liked his simple costume because he was just a solar system. And how easy is that?
I know, and he's a teacher. He's a teacher, yeah. Yeah, that was cute. And Phoebe is dressed as Superwoman.
Yeah, so they start talking, and you know, she finds out Eric was also in the Peace Corps, and he says, "Oh yeah, Ursula, we met in the Peace Corps, you know." So she's like, "Ursula's not in the Peace Corps, you know." No. So Ursula is lying to her boyfriend all along. She says she's
all along. Her fiance, in the Peace Corps.
Her fiance goes to church, and she doesn't smoke. So Phoebe, being the Phoebe person that she is, when they're leaving, she decides to tell Eric, you know, this is Ursula, by giving him the driver's license, you know, like, this is how old we are. And Eric says, she told me she was 25.
Oh, and they're not 25. And she first confronts Ursula too, you know, and Ursula does not care at all. Like, she's just whatever about everything. Like, she's like, you know, like the way that she is. And so she first confronts Ursula. She finds out that Ursula is not going to tell Eric the truth. And so then when they leave, Phoebe's like, what the heck, you know? And then Eric comes back to, you know, get Ursula's purse. And that's when she confronts him. And then she's taking things out of the purse to prove to him that this isn't who she is. This is the name tag, you know, that she's a waitress at. This is her age. These are her cigarettes, you know, because she supposedly is helping people on the street stop smoking, but really she's smoking. So it's like all these lies, and Phoebe is going in and trying to save that because she totally has a crush on him. So it's self-serving for her, but also it's just good for her to say that to him so he knows the truth.
Yeah, and I feel like she did good because she saw that Eric was such a good guy, which he seems like that. And, you know, in the end, after Eric found out the truth, Ursula was still lying. She's like, oh, hurry up, I have to go pray, you know, because they were going to go to a church group.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Ursula's Ursula.
Ursula's Ursula. Like that. Yeah.
And Phoebe just has to deal with her. But it was interesting because we haven't heard from Ursula in a really long time.
Yeah.
And Phoebe doesn't really have a storyline right now, you know, and she's not dating anyone. Mm-hmm. We haven't really talked about her massage business.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't talked about her massage business. So that was her little storyline that she had.
Yeah. And this is another, like, chance for friends to bring on this, you know, big movie actor who was well-known, you know, Fast Times in Ridgemont High was in the 80s. And so it's cool that they're able to bring on these stars. And what I read from EW is that Sean Penn and his kids, when he was married to Robin Wright, Dylan, Penn, and Hopper, they all, a production insider says that the family made several visits to the Friends set over the years. And so he's known, you know, all these actors and everybody, but producers didn't approach him until Perfect World came along. David Crane, one of the co-creators, says, we've always been fans of his comedy, but they were waiting for the perfect role to approach him with. And so they didn't want to just give him whatever role. They had to wait until one came along. And so this was that role, and he's back. He may be back for another episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so speaking of people, you know, Hollywood actors in this episode, another person we saw was Emily Osment before she
didn't notice.
She became, you know, an actress. And what's interesting is I recognized what she was wearing before I actually recognized her, because I had, if not the same, a similar Halloween costume. It was a 50s, you know, girl with pink and white lines. And it was almost the exact same thing.
Aww, so I didn't even notice that was her. I didn't see that until your notes.
So we could talk about Rachel's storyline now. So Rachel, basically, she has been feeling very motherly and, you know, nurturing, she says, with kids. And she wants to give the kids, the trick-or-treaters, Halloween candy. But it's funny because as soon as she's saying, you know, oh, you know, let me get, the doorbell rings, she says, let me give the kids the candy. You know, I've had this, you know, mothering feeling that I want to do. And the kids start knocking again. And she's like, well, you shut up over there, like kind of yelling at the door.
I know. And wait, like, a minute.
Yeah, they're like, wait, you just said you had motherly instincts or feelings, and now you're just yelling at these kids. So she ends up giving all these kids Halloween candy. She really likes it. She compliments all the kids. You know, typically when you give out candy to kids, you're just kind of like, oh, cute, like, here's your candy, peace out. Here she's like complimenting them, talking to them, giving them like one or two pieces of candy, and then she goes on. But then she starts running out of candy.
Yeah, she gives, because somebody, and I like the joke, so because somebody, one of the kids says, oh my gosh, I love you, and then she gives her a hug, and then she puts all the candy in that girl's in that girl's bag. And then she goes, oh, one of the kids told me I love you, or they loved me, so I gave them all my candy. And then the joke was, oh, no wonder you're pregnant.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So the little girl was like manipulating her. She was like doing all these like little ballerina tricks, and she'd give her a candy, and another ballerina trick, she'd give her a candy, and then she finally just gave her the whole bucket. So that was a joke I heard too in there. And then in the end, another kid comes over and says, oh, you know, I want candy. And she's like, I don't have candy, but I have money. So she gives him money. And then she runs out of money, so she starts giving checks. Another friend's like, you know, like, I have candy now, so I can give you candy.
Yeah.
And he starts crying because he wants a check.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And who brought the candy? Oh,
Gunther.
Yeah. And he's always there for them. So he's like, oh, you need candy. So it was a nice little cameo from him.
Yeah. So in the end, you know, Rachel's motherly instincts tells the kid to shut up constantly, and she just gives him the candy and he runs away crying.
Yes. So that's, and then she has to like give him money and then pretend to be his girlfriend, go trick-or-treating with him in order to make him stop crying.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So Rachel's motherly instincts are questionable at this point.
Yes. She's learning.
She's learning.
Yeah. So another thing that happened in this episode was just the whole Monica and Ross, or Monica's storyline of saying Ross is stronger than Chandler.
Yes.
Granted, it builds up to it, so they all
come in. Do you
want
to take a break, though, before we go to that?
Oh, yeah.
Do we have to take a break? Let's take a break, and then we'll talk about that.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And we're back. So yeah, so Monica's storyline in this episode was talking to Joey and saying that she thinks Ross is stronger than Chandler. And yeah. So it builds up to it. Because, you know, they're all there, even Mona. So let's first talk about who's there. So Mona is invited by Ross, who is dressed as Sputnik. And nobody knew who he was. Nobody knew who he was except for Mona, who is a nurse. Yeah. Monica is a Catwoman. Mm-hmm. Phoebe is Superwoman. Joey is dressed as Chandler.
Yeah.
And Chandler is dressed as a Velveteen Rabbit, but a pink rabbit because Monica couldn't find the correct costume.
Yeah, the brown colored rabbit, because Velveteen Rabbit is brown.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that's just...
And Rachel's dressed as a woman who is wearing a dress that will no longer fit soon.
Yes. So that's an acceptable costume. But anyway, yeah. so that's just who they're dressed as. And in the end, you know, Monica just starts talking to Ross or Joey about like who would beat up who between her and Superwoman.
Catwoman. Yeah, because they're both superheroes. Catwoman. Yeah. Catwoman beat up Superwoman and all that. And then Joey says, you know, like in real life, no, Phoebe. I think Catwoman would win, but in real life, Phoebe, because she's super street smart, and then there's temper that comes out.
And Monica gets worked up, of course, over this comment, and Joey's like, why are you getting all worked up? You know, what's happening? And then so they start talking about other things. Joey says, Ross versus Chandler, who would win? Yes. Monica says, Ross.
Yeah.
And Chandler ends up finding out and is offended because Monica picked Ross.
Yeah.
So Monica and Ross Chandler and Ross battle each other with a arm wrestling competition.
Yeah, because it gets brought up to them. And so then, you know, Chandler's like, my wife doesn't think I'm strong. So yeah, that's how he gets offended. And then Mona's the one who suggests, well, you can arm wrestle over it. And so that's how it happens.
Yeah. And during the arm wrestling competition, Ross is like, let me win, please. Like, she's here. So Chandler.
Because you think it's going to be quick too.
Yeah, you think it's like, quick.
And then it's not. And they're just sitting there.
Yeah. So in the end, Chandler, being the guy that he is, lets Ross win.
Yeah. And she goes, my hero. And then Joey's like, girl.
Yeah, exactly. And Chandler tells Monica, you know, I let him win, you know.
And yeah. And she doesn't believe it.
Yeah. And I mean, that was the storyline. And the only, I think, significant storyline was in this was Phoebe meeting Ursula's fiance.
Yes. Yeah. Sean. And that's good. You know, that deserves its own like significant storyline too, because it is Sean Penn. So, I mean, it was a cute episode. I liked their costumes, you know, and I just loved Joey's moment where he's making fun of his impression with Chandler. I'm Chandler. Mwah. When have I ever done that? Mwah.
Yeah, I didn't have any favorite lines in this episode. I thought this episode was pretty cute. I think maybe because it was Halloween and you see Sputnik and everyone dressed up.
Sputnik. Yeah. I'll prove it like a theorem, Ross says.
Yeah, and nobody knows who he is. But Ross is just Ross. I don't know.
Ross, yeah, he's just the nerd that he is. It's cute. So, but we do get to see Mona, and we get to see that, you know, she may be sticking around because she did show up in this episode and last episode. So, yeah, Bonnie Somerville is going to be around for a little bit.
Yeah, so coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Chandler hires a maid and Ross tries to find an apartment for Rachel. If you liked this episode, subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends Podcast on Instagram. See you later.
Bye.